Check, check, checkity check.
I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm alright. By the hero's end.
Welcome to Jaywalking. I'm Walker. Wait, oh no, it should be you first because it's Jaywalking.
Right. I'm Jason.
So welcome to Jaywalking.
I think we should go, I'm Jason, I'm Walker. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
Okay.
Hey everybody, I'm Jason.
Yo. I'm Walker.
And welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
Yes, welcome to Jaywalking. With Jason and Walker.
Some listeners might know that this is the third attempt to tape an inaugural episode. For one reason or another, a lot of things have failed. We've had a lot of technical difficulties, but we remain positive. Morale is high, and we may release some of the damaged tracks for the super fans.
For super fans.
Yeah, minisodes.
I think it should be noted also that we can easily say, without exaggeration, that no creative endeavor has ever had as much opposition standing in its way than Jaywalking.
That's true.
We have been shit on left and right every step of the way. And, you know, frankly, I don't even know if we've wanted to do it anymore, but you people.
Any, keep us on you. That's what keeps us going.
And
I would also say that any two lesser men would have given up 1,000 times over by now.
That is 100% correct. 110%.
In the face of the kind of adversity that we've gone through.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been tough. But this is probably a good time to remind the listeners, too, that if you want to just get in touch with us or let us know anything you want us to get, you want to get our spin on an issue, as Jason puts it, if you want us to jaywalk it for you, you can send all your emails to jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
Understand that we obviously don't have time to respond to all of you. We do read and appreciate all your emails.
Right. And another thing to mention.
Oh, Jason, would you do the, I know it's sort of going backwards, but would you do the motto of the show?
What the motto is, if you're not jaywalking, then you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion. Is that it?
No. That was kicked around. The one I like as the regular, we should have done it in the beginning, but
right.
Welcome to Jaywalking, the podcast about us. For us. I like that.
Right.
So can we do one more sign on and we'll just edit it into the beginning?
Sure. How's it go now?
We'll still do, you're Jason, I'm Walker, welcome to Jaywalking.
Hey everybody, I'm Jason.
And I'm Walker, welcome to Jaywalking.
With Jason and Walker, the podcast about us, for us. Us is me and Walker.
Yes, and we're back at you. This is how we simultaneously keep in touch with each other, as well as bring the energy that we have with each other. There's a lot of good banter, a lot of good back and forth,
yeah.
And this is a way to bring that to the people.
Right. There's a lot of jibber-jabber. It's a good quality jibber-jabber, and the people, I mean, firstly, the people have been asking for it. The buzz is not tapered off. It's still there. In fact, if anything, the failed podcasts have just gotten the buzz, like, up to almost a frenzy level, because it's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe technical difficulties are still preventing us from getting jaywalking.
It's a fucking riot out there.
Yeah.
Although that might have more to do with the Oscar Grant verdict than the jaywalking.
Oh, my God. We were going to go to Art Murmur tonight, but I don't know that it's wise to go to downtown Oakland, of any part of downtown Oakland right now.
So, yeah, let's talk about the fact that, okay, let's say in 10, let's say 15 years from now, you and me both have kids, not with each other.
Right.
And so I have a child or two, presumably, that Dot is the mother of.
Right.
And in your case, maybe you settled down by then, but if not, maybe you have a child that Dot is also the mother of,
right.
not because you had sex with her, but because right. she decided to be a surrogate for you.
Right. Or, but maybe I tried to have sex. Maybe I had sex with her though. Let's just say that that could happen.
Maybe you had sex with her or yeah. just someone.
Maybe I did. Maybe I had sex with Dot.
No, let's just say that we.
It's not impossible. It's not impossible.
No, it's physically possible.
Right.
But let's just say that we know that that's not how it went down.
You're okay.
In a cup, and she's the surrogate for you.
Okay.
We both have kids, and it's 15 years in the future, and they're like, Dad, where were you?
Wait, Dad? Are they infirm for some reason? Like, why are the kids?
This is how they talk.
What's wrong with
that? This is, okay.
I can already tell you the answer to how I'm going to respond to what they say. I'm going to say, we need to get you to a hospital right now because there's something wrong with you.
Okay, this is my kid. He just talks like that. Okay. He's introverted. When he does talk, it often comes out a little strange because he's not like other kids.
Right.
And he often keeps it to himself, okay?
Okay.
Anyway.
Right.
So our kids, it's 15 years in the future. One of your kids and one of my kids comes up to us. We're having a barbecue, sitting around, catching up on old times. Right. You're probably drinking a G&T.
Sure.
I'm smoking a Bleezy.
Right.
And it's 15 years in the future.
Right.
I'm almost 40. You're like 60 by this point.
It's only 15 years from now?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm 37, and you're 15 years.
Yeah, what did you think I said?
I don't even know.
All right, so it's the year.
But I'm not 60. You're not 40, and I'm not 60.
Well, I'm almost. I would be. Let's see. I'm 24,
right.
So I'd be 39.
Right, and that makes.
So I'm almost again. You're. It's you know. Someone in the field that you're in of neuroscience. Your basic like arithmetic.
But you said that I would be 60, and I won't be anywhere near 60 in 15 years.
Well, that's because I'm being hyperbolic.
Oh, okay.
And fun at your old.
Right. Right. Okay.
But, you know, anyway, I'll be, like, probably going a little gray by then, looking quite distinguished and handsome.
Right.
You're long retired, right. Shitting yourself in adult diapers.
Okay.
Anyway, one of your kids and one of my kids come up. My kid is the one with the funny voice, and it's like, Dad, just what were things like on this day, November 5th, but 15 years ago? Were you and Uncle Jason friends then? And what was happening in current events? What were the, what was the political and social climate of the time, Dad? And your son's like, yeah, Dad, what? Tell us! What do we say? And go you, because I've talked for like 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm taking both of our children to the hospital to treat their vocal emotions. It's the first order.
Well, your son is like
something horribly
like,
wrong.
Like a bad Cosby.
Yeah, exactly. And your kid is, there's something wrong with your kid because that's not just an introverted voice. Like, he has some sort of vocal tremor.
No, he's just like, when he talks, he says something to, I love you, Dad.
Wait, but he's 15 years old now, or how old is he?
Oh, I don't know. He's young. This is 15 years in the future.
So he could be like 5 or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably like 10.
Okay.
I mean, he's asking about like what historically was going on 15 years ago.
So he's 10, he's 10, but he arbitrarily chose what was happening 15 years ago to ask us.
Well, you know, kids, they always ask weird questions. Why don't you answer it like they've asked us this question, and you go, like, Walker and I happen to have recorded a podcast on that day, and...
Oh, that's what I would say. You can listen to the podcast. I'd refer them to this podcast we're making right now. No need
right.
to answer.
So because they're,
no need
but
to
because
answer.
You've done that, now they want to hear us address what's going on. So what's in the news right now?
I don't need to do it now because I'll just refer them to this podcast that we're recording.
Don't you understand? The podcast is just going to be some weird meta thing for them.
Right. Love it.
We're just talking about. It's so funny that you're asking us this exact question, this exact day, because we had a weird hypothetical conversation about this happening.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, now it's fortunate even because now we won't have to talk about anything. We can just tell them that it's on the podcast.
Okay, let me just...
I don't have to speculate about what I might say because I can tell them exactly what was happening by just giving them the recording.
Okay, all right. So let me sort of lead you to the water here.
Before we do that, I just wanted to re-mention to the listeners, because one of the consequences of all our failures so far is that listeners don't know two crucial facts. One of them is if you hear the sound, ref, 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 it means Walker or I has made a pop culture reference, and the first listener to correctly write into jwalkingpodcast@gmail.com with the reference will get a prize. So that's something you hear often because me and Walker's reference.
I don't know that you should be offering prizes, but like we'll read.
The prize.
It looks like, you know, Steve got it on the air. Yeah. That's the prize.
I'm not saying too much about the prize. Like the prize could be we write you a haiku.
Well, maybe you can throw your money away on prizes for people that we've already given a bunch of free entertainment to. But, you know, some of us don't have that luck.
No, I'm telling you.
So
I'm
just not, don't like that you're speaking for both
I'm
of us.
I'm not telling them that the prize is going to be a car. The prize might be a haiku. We mail you a card that says you're a jerk. I don't know. But anyway, the point is that Mia Walker's refs fly fast and furious. They're complicated, mm-hmm. many layers. There's meta refs. There's refs from stuff you don't even know about. It's not going to be so easy for you to just, oh, I heard the ref noise and I just Googled the phrase they said right before. That's not going to do it because our refs are multi-layered.
There's a lot of refs to bits by comedians, but they're usually references to some like incidental passing line in it that it's usually not the joke, it's just like a certain intonation the rest of them says something. There's lots of refs to our own conversation,
right? So those ones will be tricky to get, but then if you get in touch with someone that knows us, you might, and I mean, as the podcast goes on, you'll probably develop a sense of what you think we're like, but you won't really know us. They won't really know us, right? It's like one of those things where you start to get some fame, and then people think they know you, but they don't know you. You don't know me because you've read my books.
We're obviously each doing an exaggerated character of our real persona.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I'll describe you.
Right.
Yours is the exaggerated, you know, like, oh God, I think I'm sick. Is there a draft in here? I feel like distinctly that there is a draft coming into this room.
Right.
That's you.
I don't know. It's more worry, but I think that I'm more defined by indecisiveness than worry per se.
Sure. Well, then what would you say my character is on?
Walker, I'd say is straightforward, easygoing, you know?
Really? I thought I'm sort of like the wild dude on this, like the wild
on this
card.
Podcast, he's definitely like the wild card, though.
Totally. Because like, you never know what the fuck I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, it's more like, what's Walker going to say, and then how's Jason going to try to smooth it over for the sensitive ears of our listeners?
I'm all about alienating people.
Right. And I'm trying to keep our audience big, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So how was Dad's birthday? Let's get a little bit of fill in here.
Are we abandoning talking about current issues?
I mean, firstly, I kind of like the way that we left it as a petering off into a joke about how in the future we'll be able to refer to something with no content in.
Okay. I'll just throw the bullet points out there and we'll keep this in or we won't. The children of the future. What's going on today is people are mad about the Oscar Grant case. Yeah. Look it up.
Probably rightly so. I would say I don't know very much about it, but probably rightly so. But at the same time, I'm always, the protests are always, it makes me so sad because every one of the protests so far is like peaceful until like 10 p.m. and then businesses' windows get smashed and it's like, it's usually like local business owners, like people that were probably also at the protest now have a smashed window and they didn't do anything wrong, you know?
Yeah, that's totally true. It's pointless. But like, I mean, also at the same time, there's nothing like a good riot. And if you look at like footage online of other countries' riots versus U.S. riots, like I want us to have a riot in the U.S. where the riot police are running from the protesters like they have in like Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Right.
Okay, so Oscar Grant, kid, look it up and read all about it.
Republicans took back the House, failed to get the Senate.
And more importantly,
right.
Prop 19 did not pass, so
or
marijuana is still illegal in the state of California on a federal level. but at this time, and I know you're sitting there all baked, future son, going like, what? That's crazy. But there was a time where you had to say you had a headache and go to a doctor, right, and get a card and then go to a store and buy marijuana there.
Right.
I know it sounds like a totally caveman notion to you.
As my brother put it on his Facebook post that day, Prop 19 failed to puff puff pass.
Yeah, which got a total LOL for me. So props to Bryn Vitlasil, if he's listening. Yeah, but we don't claim to know who's listening.
Right, right. There's a lot of people.
So your birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you kindly. I'm 32 today. 32 yesterday.
Oh. Happy birthday. I talked to Jesse today.
Oh, yeah?
He said he practically had to carry out of the bar last night.
No, he's not joking. He's not exaggerating. It was bad.
Did you black out, or do you remember everything?
I remember, but it was like, Amy was there. Amy took me and Jesse, or got a cab. Me and Jesse went home, or we dropped Jesse off. We go to my place, and I get through the gate, right, and I lie down on the grass. Like, I'm for some reason, I'm like, it's going to be too hot in the house, and I need to throw up. So I lie down in the grass, and I'm refusing, like, insistence that I get up and go inside, you know? And Amy's, come on. She's just like, come on, you know, just a couple more feet, and you can get inside. I'm like, no, I just need a 10-minute nap here. And I'm, like, lying on our disgusting, like, I'm, like, lying in my clothes on the grass on the lawn. Grass is like dewy. I'm getting like muddy and dewy, and I'm just like rolling around. I'm like, just go. And she's like, I don't think you should sleep outside here on this, like, on the street. And I'm like, people sleep on the street all the time. And I was like, I also insisted that if she just took my wallet and keys, that if someone came by to rob me, it would be fine because I wouldn't have any money on me. So, I was on the lawn. But then I found out the next day too. In my stupor, I had a blanket. I pulled it over my head. I'm lying on the grass, and I updated my Facebook status at that moment. I put like on the lawn or something, and then the next day it was like, what the hell did I do that for?
Wait, you literally just said on the lawn?
Yeah.
Like, come hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Help me, please.
Yeah. And I threw up. Yeah,
that's what they call a cry for help. That's like to be equivalent with the like feeling suicidal again. So just sort of like on the lawn, read between the lines. Help me.
Save my life. Ref.
I talked to Jesse today. Oh, I'm sorry. Great.
So I just think the end of it was, but I did throw up a couple times on the lawn and then went to sleep right next to it. And then I went inside, and this morning was like super rough, but I had a great time, but I wish I would have just went slower because I could have had a lot more fun. I was really glad because a lot of people from lab came, but also, Jesse came, and Lisa and Chris and Lisa's friend, Quayle came.
Well, note to listeners that may not have had the opportunity, anytime you can, get Jason drunk, because he's a fun drunk,
right.
He is funny, he says and does amusing things right. When he's drunk.
Not that Walker is any slouch when he's in the drunk department.
I don't know, sometimes slouchy does exactly what I do.
let me show you this too, speaking of my birthday, check out this present that Karthik got me.
Note to listeners, Jason just said, check out this present, and then proceeded to pull out his wiener.
No,
video chatting.
Note to listeners. Note to listeners.
And he was like, check out this sweet present.
Walker, describe.
Wiener, look, and started waving it around.
Walker, describe what I'm holding.
Jason, okay, joke's over. Jason's holding a large frame poster of Back to the Future, which future child, you will, of course, have not heard of, but is a movie made in 1985.
Right.
That is being re-released for its 25th anniversary now.
That's right.
It's great, and it was something called a movie.
Right, and I still profess today that...
Which were fictional romps that had characters that people would watch to escape the dullness of their own lives, if but for an hour and a half.
Wait, are you telling us... Are you anticipating
children what movies?
So, but you're not anticipating that movies will have become what at that point then? It's
thing of the past.
Okay, so like, what will be the new medium like movies? Like,
we'll just, I think the three.
What are you going to say? Here's your son, and you're going to say your son.
Instead of movies, it's just like Desert is the name of a movie, and it's like you put on a helmet and wander through a 3D desert, and like characters interact with you and stuff. It'll be a hands-on experience.
Okay.
And it'll be bullshit. I like things the way they are. I hate 3D movies. Right. I hate paying an extra $5 to get a headache. I don't. Life is already in 3D. I don't need my movies in 3D.
Right.
Except is life in 3D, or isn't that a common misconception?
Well, I mean, it certainly is the case that the universe is three-dimensional, but your actual vision is only 2.5D, or what we call
it. See, why am I... So I'm paying for half a dimension that I can't even see.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it like that. Child of the Future, I still contend that Back to the Future is the reason I was a physics major. Because when I was a child and I saw it, all I knew was the closest thing you could study to be like Doc would be physics. Like, that's just, I was just like, well, I want to make a time machine too into a DeLorean. Like, what's, should I like study biology? No, that was the closest thing to what he did. That's why I majored physics.
I think that's a really like half inspiring and half also like my immediate reaction is I don't think the movie's goal is like to make you emulate Doc, who's like obviously really intelligent and right. You know, I mean, he invented the time machine,
right? Sure.
But like, you know, like he's this batty, lonely old man
right.
who lives alone, and his only friend is like some 15-year-old kid.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't think the point of the movie.
I think you're supposed to want to be like Marty, if anyone.
Well, a Marty is also my hero too. It's always been because, firstly, because he's a man of action. He's a man of action. Second of all, because it doesn't matter that he's small, he does not back away from a fight.
Jason, I miss you so much.
Dad, I miss you more. When are you guys coming down?
Why don't you come and visit us?
Ooh, you know what we could do? We can go to house in your quaint little town and do wassailing.
And you know what else?
Wassailing? Is that
I have no idea.
For caroling?
I think it's in one of those carols where they say, here we come a wassailing. You know that one?
Well, anyway, we can also...
bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding.
Jason, we can also, there's this place and it has, like, apples. It's like a big orchard and it has, like, apple cider and you go and it's all cozy and you, like, ride in, like, a horse thing.
It has apples and apple products.
And you go and you, like, pick apples and you, like, pick out pumpkins. And you, like, drink eggnog, and you eat figgy.
Figgy pudding. That, the apple part sounds disgusting. But the pumpkin's
awful. Well, yeah, note to listeners who may not know, Jason hates...
Ref.
No, that's not a ref.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
All right.
I just hear it from the
roof. That was Doc, everybody.
Ref. Okay, see you later.
A little overzealous, Doc. The way it works, just as a note, is a ref noise comes when we make a pop culture reference. The note to listeners is when we tell the listeners something about ourselves.
Oh.
Like, note to listeners.
Ref. Can we see me?
No, it's not a video podcast.
Note to listeners, Dot's cavorting around in a California shirt with an image of a bear, and she's yelling ref as though she knows how the ref works. Now she's kind of doing a sexy little bounce.
Okay, stop being so jealous.
Our guest spot will be short-lived. We're going to edit all this out.
You'll hear more from...
Jason, I was hoping you'd guest spot me because I have a really crazy bird.
Hijacked.
I'm just saying. So I got this really crazy burn, and I keep burning myself in the same place.
What?
And it's like two lines. I burned myself here before. Can you see it?
I kind of can. Yeah. What's
going
on?
You see my dimpled skin?
What's going? What? How did you do it though?
On a stupid pan.
Stop touching hot pans.
I just had the idea of I'm gonna get a tattoo there of like two things, so it's like not as noticeable.
That's a good idea. I mean, do you anticipate like continuing to burn yourself there in the
many
future?
Many burns in the future.
It's the first of years of burns.
But they're like crazy symmetrical. They're like perfectly. Do you see them?
Okay,
like,
I know.
Sort of. They're
that's
perfectly. Yeah, and they hurt very badly.
I'm into those birds.
So I think that if I tattoo my skin there, maybe my skin won't be as like...
It makes you look a little, I don't know, over video chat, but it makes you look a little bit like a cutter. but not on your legs, but you went for cutting on across your wrist.
That's not on my legs? Who cuts on their legs?
I think
cutters cut all over.
I think that's where that cutter's cut.
Do you cut on your legs?
I don't cut on my legs.
Do you cut on your butt? You do.
Sick. Or do you just cut on it because you're like, oh, it's so bad, I hate it. Cut, cut, cut.
No, I don't cut anywhere. But I'm always on a campaign to remove the stigma from cutting because... You know.
Note to listeners, if you have a cutting problem, you or somebody you love, email us at jaywalk.
Call 1-800-CUTTING. No. Yeah. We'll help you.
No. Insensitive. No.
See you later.
Okay. Bye, Dot.
Thanks, Dot. You'll hear more from her.
I miss you, Jason.
I miss you too, Dot.
That was a nice drop in from Dot.
Yeah. We'll edit a lot of that out.
If you have a cutting problem, email us at jaywalkingpodcast. And you know what? We'll try to help you out because among the many fields that Jason and I dabble in, pseudopsychology is one of mine.
Right.
So.
Right. And I'm my PhD is actually in psychology, even though I don't like or believe in psychology.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know from PhDs, but.
Right.
You know, if you want sort of a man on the street reaction to your problems, send an email to me. If you want any sort of possibly qualified opinion, send it to Jason, who is a man of science, learned man.
You know what mine will be in advance. It'll be like, cutting? All right.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? Get all judgy? Do what you want.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, really? That's sort of like, would you have the same opinion if someone was like, I'm going to kill myself? Whatever you got to do, get through the day.
I mean, I would say, I don't think that's wise.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, so guess what?
What's that?
I quit smoking. Today is my fifth day.
Whoa.
Without so much as a puff of a cancer stick.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It's anyone who has ever done it knows it's very hard, but, you know, I'm not saying it's the hardest thing anyone has ever done, but...
You're like, I'm not saying I'm a hero, but if somebody's going to call me that, who am I to tell them?
If you're going to call me a hero... Just shoot me an email at jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com and just say it to my face. Don't blog about it. Just email me.
Right.
I'm also hoping that by bringing this up on the podcast, it'll keep me accountable on a global level.
Right.
Because everyone's listening. I don't want to let the people down.
It's like, it's one thing if you're trying for just yourself and Dot, but it's another thing of like your fans as far away as like, you know, right. Bangalore and Moscow are writing in being like, no, Walker, don't do it.
Totally.
But you're probably just as many jerks writing in going, you know what, take a puff. We loved it when you were a smoker. You were funnier when you smoked.
Yeah, people are saying that to me a lot.
Yeah.
That I'm not as creative since I got clean.
Right.
But, no, I mean, the
hate is going to hate.
Totally. Can't please everyone. Right. What it basically feels like when you quit smoking is that your skin is way too tight, like, especially on your skull. It's way too tight for your fucking head. All your bones have, like, got rigor mortis, and your jaw in particular feels, like, wired shut.
That's terrible.
Every day. And, you know, so that's how it feels. I'm doing it cold turkey, but the closest thing to the medication I've had for soothing this is the magical combination seems to be Midol.
Weird. Weird.
And marijuana.
Weird.
And that's what you need to quit smoking.
Huh.
In fact, the Midol is so great, I feel like the ladies have been sort of like...
I mean,
like holding out on us a little bit. It's like, like they act like they're like they don't want to get their periods, but they're actually just stoked that they can
can't wait to take
it. Awesome. Riding on the M class. Hopefully it'll help keep me accountable and give me more willpower. The other part of it is that when you quit smoking, I'm not proud of this, but it's just a fact. Really lose the ability to think before I speak a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not one of my strong suits anyway.
Right.
But, you know, like you just say something mean because you don't feel good and you're cranky. And instantly, like, I'll hear things come out of my mouth and just be like, where the hell did that just come from?
Right.
You know, like, Dot just being like, want me to make you lunch? And maybe like, you think you can't, I can't make my own goddamn lunch? What do you think?
Like, it's like a nice gesture.
Right. And so this, I'm trying really hard to be good about it and be nice, but this, bearing that in mind, it almost got me my ass kicked.
Whoa.
The other day.
How did that happen?
What happened was, is I was waiting in line to use a bathroom, right. And I'm going to be frank. I had to do a number two.
Right.
And so I wasn't...
We don't have to hold back on this podcast.
Yeah, no, this is going to be just uncomfortably candid.
Right.
Everything from here on out. had to do a number two,
sure.
Is how we put it, right. Nicely. So I'm sort of like, you know, I'm off the cigs.
Right.
I need to poop. I'm happy. I'm standing in line for a bathroom in Carl's Jr. in Roseville, California. I'm not feeling great.
It already sounds sad. When you say Carl's Jr. Roseville, California, it makes me a little sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a sad story. And I hope that this amuses, because I don't think I come out looking great in this story.
Right.
I think I should make a disclaimer right now that none of this is bragging of what follows. But I'm waiting in line for the bathroom and this kid's in there. Someone is in there for a really long time.
Meth head?
I don't know. Someone's in there for a long time. I'm waiting. The dude comes out finally, and it's like teenager. He looks like about like 16 to 18 years old.
Right.
And he leaves, walks by me. I go in, and just the first thing I see is he left like one of the biggest human piles of shit I've ever seen in the bowl. Just like proudly displayed, fuck you, I know someone is out here waiting, and like, fuck you, here is my pile of shit.
That's great.
And so I just walk in and I see it, and I just immediately walk out, and I didn't know I was going to say anything to him. I didn't know I was going to confront him. That's why I'm saying the not thinking before. Like, I had no idea what was coming.
Right.
I had no idea I was going to do this.
Sure.
But I walk by him, and I see him there, and I just turn to him, and I go, way to flush, asshole. And just keep walking.
How old was him?
I don't know. Like I said, he looked about 16 to 18. Gotcha. And I wasn't like, I'm going to say something. Like, I just walked by and saw him, and that just came out.
Right.
And I walk like two more steps, and I hear, fuck you! And this guy, maybe his dad, I don't know, like, jumps out of the car that's sitting there, like, that the kid was getting into, and just turns and, like, is, like, coming at, and he's like, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass!
Are you serious?
And I instantly, yeah, and I instantly go into cowardice mode, and I throw my hands up, and I go, hey! I'm not looking for any trouble. I actually said that because
that's awesome.
Like, I went from just like, I say whatever I want to anyone I want to like just self reservation mode.
Don't
like,
hurt me.
Totally. And you know, and he's just like pissed. And I think
did you explain to him that your anger was righteous?
No, because I was just like, oh, I didn't weigh out any consequences before I said it. And it's like, you know, like I feel totally justified, like that I was annoyed, but on a normal day, I would have just been like, oh, sick, and walked out and not called the kid an asshole.
Right.
And just moved on with my day.
Yeah.
But like the like nicotine withdrawal walker like had to you know, speak his mind.
Right, but I don't see how this guy feels like he should kick your ass just because you mentioned that his son failed to extend a common societal courtesy to you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, you know, that I'm not like commending this guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm
on my side too. Yeah, I'm on my side, but like, but I think the thought process was, I mean, I'm not, you know, much of a fighter anyway.
Right, you're more of a lover.
Right, but I feel though like it would have been a lot cooler to like either just up the crazy and like, you know, and like try to like just scare him into backing down,
yeah,
or actually fighting the guy. But there were a few factors. One, he did look like he could physically best me right. in a scrap. Two, I realized that I just said this to this kid. His friend is standing there, his friend or brother. And now this guy, his dad or crazy uncle or something, is like roided up uncle. And if I really want to stand behind this remark that I made, I need to be prepared to take on all three of them.
Like, you want to stand like, behind your
I think I could beat up one teenager, but I don't think I could beat up two teenagers and their dad. So it was like, I think I made the right choice.
I literally
threw my hands up and I went, hey, I'm not looking for any trouble here.
That's
and
amazing.
Like just sort of like walked away, and he just stood there, sort of like sort of like he could. And
that is awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't that awesome, but it was sort of funny.
I can't believe you got to use the phrase "I'm not looking for any trouble."
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'd ever said that
to
anyone.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so that's what quitting smoking is sort of, that's how it's going.
Oh,
but,
man. Well,
but I haven't backslid, so, guys.
I and the listeners commend you on your effort.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say, for the benefit of the listeners, that the Jaywalking Podcast, the premise is, I'm Jason Walker, my friend here. We used to live together in Berkeley and then later in Oakland in a house with a couple of other roommates who we both all dearly love.
We didn't love all of them.
We didn't. Well, there's one that we didn't love. We loved the rest.
Well,
of them.
Anyone who we didn't love probably isn't listening to this.
Well, let's hope
and
not.
If you are, fuck you. You still owe us for bills.
Yeah. Well, it's true. But Walker and Doc got married, and they both live. We all live together in this house, and Walker and Dot moved back to the town they grew up in, Grass Valley, California, which is quaint, beautiful and quaint, a small town. It's like 3 hours north of here, right on the Yuba River, really nice people, really nice and like environment, and shockingly good local music scene for being such a small town. Joanna Newsom hails from there. Walker's got a little bit of a beef with Joanna Newsom. I mentioned, I don't know if that got into the Minnesota either, but there is also a, it's a quaint and beautiful, but also inhabited by like semi-crazies. Like there's a lot of like insane stories. One of the segments we'll get to in a second is the City Mouse, Country Mouse section where I tell Walker what's going on in the city, like local stuff wise. And he tells me what's going on in the country. And that usually includes some sections from the Grass Valley Blotter, which is like one of the most like hilarious performance art pieces you've ever seen. It actually is their blotter, but the guy writing it must be in on the fact that he's publishing stuff which does not belong in a blotter at all. But so anyway, we record art for posterity, possibly for our kids, and you know, Jesse, I guess, will listen. Our friend Jesse.
I assume it's going to at least make its way around the house to the roommate.
I could see
your lab.
I could see Kelly Clancy. I could see Kelly, Lisa, and Chris listening to about 10 minutes of it. Maybe if we.
But
really,
we're gonna, you know, it's gonna be tight and punchy.
If we really edit it sharply,
we're gonna have to trim a lot of fat.
Yeah. And you know, listeners, when you hear this music, you know what's coming up. Oh, whoops. When you hear this music, you know it's time for the Grass Valley Blotter section of City Mouse, Country Mouse.
PM. A caller on Clover Road said a man had dialed 911, then told her to quote, deal with it. I'm really confused about who that exchange is between.
Wait, he told the
a
woman.
A caller on Clover Road said a man had dialed 911, then told her to deal with it.
Deal with the fact that he had just called? Or?
Yeah, like, yeah, I just fucking dialed 911. Like, I don't.
What is she supposed to deal with?
That he just called 911.
That's
or
amazing.
I don't know, or maybe she. I thought, although for the first reading, I thought she called 911 and 911 was like, 911, what is your emergency? Deal with it. She's like, that's so unprofessional.
Yeah, and then she called the cops and it got into the water.
Oh, this is awesome. A caller on Ranchero Way said she was trapped in a car. The call was found to be exaggerated and unfounded. Why? They could have just said unfounded. It was exaggerated because, like, she was in a car, but unfounded because
she wasn't trapped.
She was not trapped.
She could, maybe she even was trapped, but when the people got there, they were like, you know, with a little bit of ingenuity, you probably could have gotten yourself out of this car.
Yeah, they were like, you could have done this. There's one here in the paper edition that I'm holding.
Right.
Your favorite. 4:54 p.m. A caller from the 200 block of Dorsey Drive reported a woman driving slowly. Sorry. This one's so amazing. Okay. A caller from the 200 block of Dorsey Drive reported a woman driving slowly with a child on the hood of the car. Sorry. A caller from the 200 block of Dorsey Drive reported a woman driving slowly with a child on the hood of her vehicle. This was an ongoing issue.
Like, she keeps seeing this particular person? Or, like, in general, like, people with
it's
kids on their cars?
It's an issue,
like,
with the world. Right? No one's speaking for.
Is that the blotter guy's, like, editorial comment at the end of the blotter? Like, this is an ongoing issue, people. Yeah. People gotta get... Wake up, people. Kids are on cars.
Yeah.
Listeners, these are unedited, unembellished items from the Grass Valley blotter.
9:47 p.m. A woman from the 1300 block of Mystic Mine Road reported finding a 50-pound garden gnome on her porch with the $109 price tag from Prospector Nursery still attached. The person who delivered it said it was from the Neighborhood Association. But there is no Neighborhood Association. And I think that he doesn't say that she found out that there was no Neighborhood Association. He's like, and I looked into this and found out there is no Neighborhood Association. So what was this guy doing?
It's also like, why does it weigh 50 pounds?
I know. She's calling and going, hi, I've got a garden gnome. Did you weigh it? Yes, I weighed it. It's 50 pounds. Really? How much was it? Exactly $109. In fact, the price tag says it's from Prospector Nursery and it's still attached. Really? Who gave this to you? Was it a gift? Yes, the person who delivered it said it was from the Neighborhood Association. Ma'am, there is no Neighborhood Association. Get out of the house! Run!
That's amazing.
So that's the Country Mouse edition of City Mouse Country Mouse. So what's going on? What's going on in the big city?
You heard about the guy that got shot with his fiance out by Ashby Bart. Somebody got killed on Sacramento in the middle of the day the other week. Walker, when he still lived here, was inside the Stanford Market, which is the market like literally 100 feet from our house, while somebody got killed outside of it. So it's not like...
Yeah, I saw him dying bloody in the street.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
Changed me.
Yeah, did a little bit. I noticed you had more of an edge after that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, say what I'm feeling anymore. People are just like, well, makes him tick. Right. It's like, he saw a murder almost once.
But not to make light of it.
And I just, like, pull my leather jacket up.
Right. I don't want the listeners, though, to think that I'm making light of any human tragedy. I'm very concerned about that.
I'm making light of it.
Okay.
But that's just how I respond to the tragedy that I experienced. Yeah. I have to make a joke out of it.
That was legit.
Otherwise, then I'd have to feel the hurt that I felt.
Right. That was legitimately
I can't deal with that. Okay, so quickly, before we sign off, part of this podcast, I know, is that we're going to start it with, a piece of music that feels appropriate to the tone of the podcast in the beginning every time.
Right.
But the goal is that at the end of each broadcast, or podcast, if you will,
sure,
we'll Which, if you won't by now, right. Like, why are you even listening?
Yeah, you're listening to our podcast.
It's a new form of broadcasting. Right. Deal with it. Right. But at the end, that will include a piece of music, either by myself or Jason.
Right.
Hopefully on a rotating schedule, and right. I know we both have a lot of backlogged recordings right. that can make it on there. And there's a few things of yours that I'm looking forward to carrying.
Right. And if you like any of those recordings. We'll be shortly making those available on iTunes. You can buy those, help support the podcast.
You're talking a big game.
Yeah, I'm talking a game. If I talk, it's like you're smoking, because if I say this will keep me beholden to like get some of my projects finished.
Right, totally. And so, you know what? I should just say that if you like any music of ours that we play on here, or if you just like us, if right. you like me, so right. send us an email to jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
That's jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com. Jaywalkingpodcast. And if you got something that you want us to jaywalk, or you got, you know, whatever.
So with all the humility in the world, I submit that on this podcast, I'm going to close it out with a recording of mine called Candy Cigarettes.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Very much. I'm very proud of it because it has the longest list of contributors on one of my songs by far that any of them have. And did you sing on that in the gang vocals, Jason?
I think I did. I definitely clapped on it.
Yeah, it's got Jason, Tommy Allen on guitar, Phoebe singing, Dot playing the tambourine, and then about 20 other people all singing on the chorus. And the thing is, Jason, I don't know if you noticed, but it's a great tie-in because I'm talking about quitting smoking, and this song, in fact, is about
right. uses addiction as a
but
metaphor.
What's clever about it right. is it's put through the lens of like a bad relationship.
Right, right.
But I mean, I don't want to, you know what, you interpret it your own way.
Right, sure.
Even though I just told you how to interpret it.
Right, death of the artist, I say.
So we should sign off. What's okay. our sign off?
Sign off, you guys. Look forward to the next, what's the sign off?
Well, that's jaywalking, everybody. Yep. Thanks for listening.
Yep. And if you're not jaywalking, you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
All right, it's nice talking to you, buddy.
Good talk to you too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.
See you, man.
On air.
Bye. All right, on air.
Wait.
I know.
Pause.
This isn't technology time.
Is that a Game Boy?
As sure as the sun shines, I need you.
'cause I